I love The Matrix. I've appreciated it for many years, and the more I think about it, the more meaning sort of opens up around it. The main character, of course, is called Thomas Anderson, and the name Anderson means literally son of man. So it's a Christological figure right away. That's Jesus' favorite title for himself. His hacker name, and the name that sort of follows him throughout the movie, is Neo, the new one. He's also recognized as the chosen one. So all this language of the Messiah, the chosen one, who's sent on a mission. We discover pretty quickly his mission is one of liberation, to liberate people from this false world, the world of the Matrix, which is a kind of computer-generated fantasy world. Now, how does he do it? He does it, and this strikes me as a very Christian idea, he does it by entering into the world of the Matrix. Once he's escaped from it, he's seen that it's actually a false world, but now he's got to go back into it, understand it, and undermine it from within. And so Neo has to learn the ways of the Matrix to outsmart those who are defending it. His final move is a move of death and resurrection. As he enters into the Matrix for this sort of climactic struggle, he is killed. He dies. He enters fully into the negativity of the Matrix. But then he rises from the dead through the love of the character called Trinity. Of course, no accident there. It's the love of the Trinity that brings Neo, the Messiah figure, back to life. Once raised from the dead, he now has complete independence of and power over the Matrix. The great negative figure is Agent Smith, and he and his fellow agents are kind of devil figures, demonic figures, whose purpose is to defend the structure of the Matrix. Well, now at the end, Neo, having risen from the dead, now has this supreme authority. And as they throw the worst of their power at him, he simply and very blithely disempowers it. They shoot this whole fusillade of bullets at him. He stops the bullets and they fall powerlessly to the ground. He then enters quite literally into Agent Smith. He enters into him and then explodes him from the inside. Now, anyone reading this with Christian eyes sees the overtones of Jesus, who comes into a false world. What has sin done to us? Well, it's led to the falling of the will, so the will does all kinds of bad things. But also it leads to the falling of the mind. The mind now produces a false world. When I read this world through the lens of my own egotism, the lens of my own sin and violence, it becomes a false world. Jesus comes as the Messiah, as this Neo, this new figure, this chosen one, who enters into all the structures and dynamics of the fallen world. He confronts it. He understands it. He sees it on its own terms. Entering finally into the radicality of the evil of this fallen world, he goes to the cross. He dies. The fallen world, the world created by sin and violence and hatred, has thrown all its power at him. He then, through the love of the Trinity, awakens from death and thereby disempowers it, thereby disempowers all of the dysfunction of the fallen world. Now, whatever it can throw at him, he's able simply to hold off. Like Frodo, who goes into Mordor, goes into the land of evil, and disempowers it from within, so Neo in the Matrix goes into evil. So Jesus goes into the dysfunctional world and explodes it, as it were, from within. In that, he becomes the savior. And so Neo in the Matrix is a kind of savior figure. Just a last point. At the end of the film, where are they heading? They're heading toward Zion. Zion is a city where liberated human beings live. Well, in the Bible, of course, the heavenly Jerusalem. Zion, true pole of the earth. Zion is the goal of the liberated human race. I think in all those ways, you can see very clearly Christian overtones in the Matrix.